This is the Senate Human Services Committee. We are going to start as a subcommittee until we can achieve a quorum. And we have one item on our agenda today, Senate Bill 134 by Senator Hernandez. And I believe Assemblymember Salas is going to present that bill for the senator. So, Mr. Salas, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for allowing me to present on behalf of Senator Hernandez, Senate Bill 134. 134 seeks to increase transparency about regional centers, administrative management's compensation, ensure clients are able to continue to receive services in the event the operation of a regional center is transferred to a new contractor. This is an issue that's been occurring back home with the regional centers. We're trying to bring transparency, especially when tax dollars are involved, and respectfully ask for an aye vote once you have quorum.
Thank you.
Hi, Tia Orr here on behalf of the Service Employees International Union. We represent a ton of workers across the state that work in regional centers. Our goal with this bill is twofold. One, to make sure that there's transparency in any deficits or fiscal problems that are happening in the regional center areas, and that you guys are knowing what those problems are. The workers know what the problems are, as well as the clients. And the second issue we want to try to make sure that we achieve is ensuring that there's successorship and a continuity of care should a regional center close, to make sure that the clients and the workers have at least 90 days for that transition before workers are let go.
Great, thank you very much. Before we go further, we do have a quorum, so let's establish it.
Wiener.
Present.
Wiener here, Berryhill, Glazer. Here. Glazer here, Leva. McGuire.
Here.
McGuire here, Wen. Wen here, Portantino.
Okay, we do have a quorum, thank you very much. Additional support.
Good evening, Mr. Chair and members. Beverly Yu on behalf of UDW, AFSCME Local 3930. About a third of our home care providers in Kern counties have family members in regional centers, and we want to ensure there's no disruptions to their care, and we fully support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair and members, Michael Young with the California Labor Federation here in strong support.
Thank you. Any additional support? Seeing none, is there any opposition to the bill? Please come forward.
Good evening, Amy Wessling from the Association of Regional Center Agencies. I'll be brief because of the late hour. So we are concerned about this bill and in opposition for three basic reasons. First, regional centers are subject already to tremendous transparency, much more than is expected of most nonprofits. Their independent audits are posted online. They do 990s, which is an IRS form. They're capped at a 15% administrative limit already. Second, absolutely, our interest, along with SEIU's interest, as well as everyone else involved, is to see the best interest of the individual supported by the regional center considered first and foremost above all, as well as ensuring that a stable organization is there to take the reins if a regional center contract is revoked. And in order to promote stability for the individuals supported, the workers, who have dedicated their time and resources to the individuals being supported, as well as service providers, families, and everyone else involved, we oppose this bill. And finally, we all understand that regional center operations are underfunded. It's a formula-based funding system, so none of this would result in more funding for the regional center, just less ability to adjust, and it would hinder their ability to be nimble. And basically, we look forward to working to address the bigger issue, which is the overall funding of the operations of regional centers.
Thank you very much. Is there any additional opposition to the bill? Okay, seeing none, we will bring it back to the committee. Colleagues, are there any questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, there's been a motion. Mr. Salas, would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for an aye vote. We're trying to increase transparency so that we can help resolve a troubled regional center. Thank you.
Okay, we will now call the roll on the motion, which is, that is a motion to send this to the Senate floor for concurrence and assembly amendments.
SB 134 Hernandez to the Senate floor that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye. Berryhill, Glazer?
No.
Glazer, no. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Nguyen?
No.
Nguyen, no. Portantino?
The vote is 3-2. We will leave the roll open for Senator Portantino. And that is our only item, so the roll is open. Otherwise, we'll adjourn once. Oh, here he is. Okay, let's open the roll on the bill.
Berryhill? Berryhill? Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye.
Okay, so the vote is 4-2. That item is out to the Senate floor. That was our only item, so we are adjourned.